What's going on, y'all? I'd like to welcome you back to another episode of Savoring Sound. Today we've got the pleasure of chatting with very talented Pamela McNeil. Pamela's been writing songs since she was a kid, and her prolific songwriting has led her to write for and with many amazing people over the years. Her career as an international vocalist has taken her around the globe. She has released 7 solo albums, with her new album Wave After Waves coming out soon.
She's playing a show at the Dakota coming up here this Thursday the 30th. Excellent. So I'm just kind of wondering your connection to the Dakota. You seem to have some roots there, although this you said was your first solo show there?
This is my very first solo show. Yeah, I love the Dakota. I've seen, you know, some of my favorite acts. Like I saw Lucinda Williams there earlier in the year, and I've seen, you know, quite a few acts over the years. And but the first time playing, I've sang backup with a few people there at the Dakota, but not done my own show. So,
right.
And yeah, I did like a few, and then I also did a few benefits there and stuff like that. But I haven't had a proper show, so this is my first proper solo show.
That's super exciting.
I'm really excited about it. I love Dakota. I'm just like, I'm ready. I'm excited.
Who are you rocking with?
I got my band. Mm-hmm. So John Richardson on the drums. He also heads up the label I'm signed to, Farm to Label Records. I've got Isaac Levy on acoustic guitar. I've got Jesse Isley, who's coming up to play electric and also do some vocals. Max Krauth, who's in my Fleetwood Mac tribute band as well, and he's just awesome. He'll be playing, you know, some electric and singing. And then a guy named Frank Merkelwitz on keys, who I found out is from my hometown, Winona. So we've been like, you know, just really connecting over that and finding out who we all know. And we know that we can pronounce all the Polish names, you know, like Chaplewski and Merkelwitz and, you know, all the things that
How about the Kapustmans?
The Kapustmans? I don't know that one.
You didn't know any Kapustmans?
No, but I want to.
Well, let me tell you a little something.
Okay.
My mother is from Winona.
Your mom is from Winona?
Both my parents went to Winona State.
Oh my God, this is so cool. Small world.
So anyone with the last name Kapustman or Hare.
Okay.
Like, they're related to me.
Okay. Well, we are going to get on top of this. I am going to find this out. Kapustmans, here we come.
There's a bunch still there.
Wow. Okay.
I read that somewhere. I'm surprised that in the years that I've known you, that we haven't.
Oh my God. Connected over that. Oh my God. That is so cool. Yeah. Well, there you go. Our world just expanded.
Absolutely.
And a guy named Leroy, I always say Buccielli. He's from Illinois. We'll be playing bass. That's my band. And then I'm probably gonna sit down and play that piano at least one song, if not two. But most of the time, I like to be out front and sing. But I'll take the throne for a few.
Yeah. that piano is pretty quiet.
I've heard everyone's like, oh my God, so I'm excited.
Just sneak in, you know, for a minute. So you got a new album, Wave After Waves, coming out here pretty soon. When's that dropping?
That's dropping July 26th on vinyl.
All right.
And then the following week on all the platforms, digital, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm really excited about that. 6 song EP.
Yeah.
And a little bit more on the rock side.
All
right. And I'm super excited.
Yeah, and we can find that on pretty much any streaming service right now.
You will, yeah. Well, I mean, there's a couple of the, you can find it, right now it'll be the 2 songs that are available are up there, Give Back My Love Reimagined and Boys Lie.
And Boys.
So you can get those right now. And you should, please, download
them. Definitely
pick them. And you can also get them from Farm to Label Records. Mm-hmm. So farmtolabelrecords.com.
There's all links on your website, too.
Yep, all the links are there on the website, all my socials.
That has been released, You know, from Wave After Wave, you know, that Boys Don't Lie song.
Boys Lie,
Boys Lie.
Oh, no, they do lie.
They do. being a boy,
I'm just kidding.
I'm kind of interested in diving a little into that.
No, boys lie. Wait, so do girls. But, it literally dropped out of the sky, this song. I was, like, cleaning my apartment, and it's just like, why do boys lie? Why do they run? Why do I still care? When it's all done, you know, that it was like, oh my God, this melody, this whole thing. So it's not like I set out to like write a song called Boys Lie. I got to talk about how boys lie, you know? But it just sort of dropped out of the sky, and then it was like, well, let's tell the story. And so when you get a gift like that, just the melody and everything, that's like, okay, well, I'm not going to not use this. So
kind of crazy how those things just pop up.
It is. It's like a connection to the other world or something. That's what I think.
And that's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Did you track that here?
And we tracked it in Nashville.
Okay.
So I did all everything in Nashville. I had a killer band. Like, I mean, to die for. So Tom Bukovic on guitars, which if you know anything about Tom, and he's like Joe Walsh's guitar player.
Okay.
And he plays like with everybody. He's one of those guys. He's got this great podcast on YouTube called, I think it's Uncle, they call him Uncle Larry.
Okay.
But he's just got this amazing, that he talks about guitars and geeks out with people and stuff. So he was amazing. Rachel Loy on the bass.
Excellent.
Again, another hot, heavy hitter who plays with everybody. And she is just the coolest. She played the most badass stuff. I mean, so cool. And she's also a writer and musician and singer. So she kind of understands, you know, melody and how to, you know, work around it. And she was just amazing. John Richardson, that's playing with me, he played drums and he's badass.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Ohlendorf on acoustic guitars. And he also co-produced the album with John.
All right.
And so Adam was with Casey Musgraves for many years, you know. And then a guy named Billy Justin. I don't know if it's Justino or Justino. I always say Justino. Great guy. Really amazing on keyboards. And he's actually Eric Church's guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was the core band. And then one of my idols, singer-songwriter named Sarah Buxton, did all the backing vocals.
Oh.
Which I was like, when John told me, I was like freaked out. Because I just love her voice, love her writing. I've loved her for years. So it was truly just a really special out of this world kind of experience for me. I mean, I always play with great people. I've been really fortunate and really blessed, but this was really something.
It was an all-star squad.
It was an all-star squad. So it's, you can really tell when you hear it too.
So you've written with a ton of people
in
your career and stuff like that. Everyone always brings up, I'd say, the writing with Yanni.
Yeah.
But I want to know, is there someone you've written with that has just absolutely like blown your mind? And you're just like, oh, that was just kind of a sleeper. I was not expecting
that. I think everyone I've written with has been cool in a different way.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's not super easy for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't do a lot of co-writing because I'm so in my own head.
Mm-hmm.
And everything would always, you know, I would live in my Pro Tools with my, you know, all my sounds. And
yeah.
I was very private about what I was doing. So I would just write and write my string parts and my bass parts. And and so it's, but I've learned, I've become better at it as time has gone by. I really like it when someone gives me direction, because it's hard to, I don't know, but I just wrote with someone a couple weeks ago, actually in Nashville, Jan Buckingham.
Okay.
And she was this eccentric, cool lady who had written all these great, like, you know, Grammy nominated songs and, you know, written some songs that I'd loved and been nominated for, you know, this and that. And it was a cool experience because I went to her house and we knocked out 2 songs in 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
It was the craziest thing because I said, well, here's my idea. And I told her what the idea was. And then she's like, okay, now don't mind me. I'm going to be like a 9-year-old kid. And so she just started writing all these lyrics. And she just literally typed out the lyrics in like 5 minutes. And then she did a version. She played like a country version.
Yeah.
And then she said, now go do it how you would do it. Uh-huh. So I took it to her piano. I sat down with my iPhone and I like quickly Pamelized it and made it into like a melody and chords that I would do.
Yeah.
So we have 2 completely different kind of songs. Mm-hmm. And that blew me away because I've never ever worked like that, you know? So that was really a trip, man. I was like exhausted, but like really happy at the end of it. So that was kind of fun.
We just got done with an amazing session and it's like, it's energizing, but it's still like,
if you're in it all the way, right? Yeah.
My brain needs to stop for a second.
It's been maximized.
That's awesome. I know that's not your normal process, but could you quickly walk me through what your normal songwriting process would be?
Yeah, normally, I mean, I have a couple different ways I do it these days. When I was telling someone when I first started for years, I would have a title and I would write with the title first. And what I liked about that is it gave me a destination because I want to end up here. How do I get here?
Yeah.
I like the way this sounds. It resonates with me. And I would have like a notebook full of titles. And some days that same title wouldn't mean anything, but some days you just felt it. You're like, okay, that.
Right.
So that would be the mood I'd go, the energy would go towards there. And then I would go into my Pro Tools stuff and just start messing around. But now sometimes I just go to the piano or my keyboard and I close my eyes and just put my hands on the keys and let it start. Sometimes I go to Pro Tools and find maybe a groove that I want first and write with the groove and then go, okay, I like this feel. And for a while, I was really not satisfied until I finished writing that song in the same day. Even if I knew I needed to change some lyrics, I need to get back to that again. But I'm feeling like there's another big songwriting spurt about to happen with me. So I've been really busy for the last few years, so I haven't done a lot of it, but I can feel it. All of a sudden it starts to go, okay, we're in that mode again. So,
well, it comes in waves.
It comes in waves.
No pun intended.
I know, right? But... It does. It comes in wave after wave. It does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited.
Yeah. The title of the album though.
Yeah.
Where's that rocking from?
So, Bruce and I have been spending a lot of time in Clearwater Beach, Florida as well in the winter. Mm-hmm. And so while we're there, I walk the beach all the time and I would see people standing there at the edge of the ocean, looking out, a lot of people, all the time. And I think there's such an energy and there's such a healing process of giving whatever you're thinking about or whatever that pain is. And maybe you cry, maybe you just have that intense emotion. Maybe it's just in, you know, getting back to nature, whatever it is. It's like a personal moment between you and nature. And I see that. And I found that for myself. Whether it's because I'm a Scorpio or not, I'm a water person. Mm-hmm. Like when I need the water. And so I find myself drawn to wanting to go there because there's something majestic and there's something powerful and beautiful and healing about the ocean.
Absolutely.
To me. Yeah. In any kind of water. But as I was walking the beach, I was like, I need to write this song. I want to write a song called The Ocean, and I want it to be epic and majestic and powerful and everything. And so I wrote this. It's what closes the album, The Ocean. And we did a video for it too, so that'll be a single coming out at some point. But I'm so proud of it, and it was just Adam, who co-produced with me, you know, said, is it okay if I help you finish the lyrics on this? I said, sure. So we knocked it out, like, you know, pretty fast. But it's everything I wanted it to be, and I'm so excited about that particular song, but that's where it kind of comes from. It feels like a summer album to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's got that sort of vibe. And so I don't know, we just wave after wave. That's what I say in the ocean, wave after wave, just all the emotions coming over me, wave after wave. That's where the title came from.
Yeah. There's a bit of hip hop production on some of your stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder, yeah, maybe.
Are you programming just the program
it depends
drums
on,
and stuff at certain points?
Were you listening? Was it Boys Lie or was it? Okay. Yeah, they did that in Nashville. They kind of gave it more of that kind of, you know, little feel to it. And then Rachel's bass on it too, just kind of take. In fact, one of the things that, you know, they were saying in the studio was she's got this, they were saying, talking about the song, saying you got, like, I had kind of a Motown vibe going on. Mm-hmm. So they kind of took it and made it, gave it a little bit more of that feel in that direction.
It's got some funk to it.
It's got a little funk to it.
It's just those hi-hats on the intro that were like.
And that's John. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like they just all figured it out. And it's so fun to watch them like figure it out and just kind of go, this is it. You know, it's like, oh yeah, here's the groove. Here it is. It was a blast. But yeah, I'm glad you picked up on that.
Yeah, that song sucked me in a bit.
Good.
I can dig it.
Awesome.
Well, I'd like to ask this. So for future songwriters and artists, is there anything you could give them a little nugget of advice?
Thank you for asking. I've been thinking about this a lot, actually. I think the most important thing is, this is what I tell myself and I've told myself from the beginning, forward motion.
Okay.
You have to just keep moving forward. This is not easy. This is not going to happen like that. It might never happen how you want it to happen, but if you're truly an artist and you're truly a musician and this is what you want to do, it's your life. It's going to be your life. Whether you decide at some point that you don't want to make it the key thing in your life, you're still going to play, whatever, you can never not be it if you really are, you know? So realize that, you know, even if you won one of those contests on TV, The Voice or something, that's just the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't mean that, I mean, it's great. It's a great, like, way to start. You got a lot of momentum, but you're going to be working. If, you know, if you really want to do it, you're going to be working for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So get ready for hard work. work harder than anybody else. You know, I hope you love it. Learn from everybody that you meet. Don't ever think that you know it all, because you don't. I certainly don't.
You're not learning, you're not living.
That's right. Exactly. It. So make sure that you're open to, you know, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, I don't like that kind of music. I don't like this. I mean, that's fine. That's your prerogative. Mm-hmm. But you're missing out on the ability to learn something from somebody, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what, if you're an artist, part of it is sharing your experience and having that come back at you and finding your audience that's going to appreciate that you just said what they wanted to say, but didn't know how to. You know, so that means connecting with all kinds of people, you know, so I guess check out the people you want to work with. Mm-hmm. When you're in a session, when you're in rehearsal, when you're doing it, listen, learn to listen. Don't be the one that's, you know, yapping away, you know, while everybody's trying to get your attention. Listen, learn to listen. Edit yourself. Learn to be your own best critic. Mm-hmm. Listen to what you do and go, I want to do this better. How can I do this better? Not, wow, I'm really great. That one note I did was great. I mean, you have to learn to take criticism, because you're going to get it all the time. But also be kind to yourself too. You know what I mean? Like when you do something great, go, all right, I learned that. I did that, you know? So surround yourself with good people, people who are good people. You can tell that by when you go out to dinner with someone, how they treat waitresses or service staff. You can tell it by how they participate in any kind of, you know, drinking or drugs. And that, I mean, that's fine. You know, do your thing. But when you're on stage, you know, is it a constant thing? Are they not showing up? Are they, you know, are they there for the music? Or are they there for the social scene?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I could, that kind of stuff. Yeah. So I sound like a mom, don't I?
Hey.
Clean your room.
You've earned your stripes. So
oh,
you have every space to be able to say all those things. Everything you said is on point.
But, yeah.
You know. Very poignant.
Well, thank you.
I greatly appreciate you taking this bit of time.
Oh my gosh.
Make it kind of quick, you know.
But, yeah. Well, I really appreciate you wanting to talk to me. So this is great. And it's so good to see you again.
Absolutely. It's been a minute.
It's great.
So yeah, come check out the show on the 30th.
Yep.
What is it? 7 p.m.?
7 p.m.
Yeah. And look for her new album dropping here pretty quickly.
You can find me in all the socials and PamelaMcNeil.com. Two L's and McNeil.
Yeah. Well, thanks again.
Thank you so much, Taylor.
Hey, thanks for joining me for another episode of Savoring Sound. The music today's been provided by the Rebirth Brass Band. For more information on upcoming shows, please visit DakotaCooks.com or call the box office at 612-332-5299. Until then, be well.